Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Steel Nerves Masculinity. Today, we're diving headfirst into something powerful, embracing your authenticity as a man. Now, I know what you're thinking. Authenticity? Sounds like some touch-feely self-help jargon. But trust me on this one, fellas. It's way more than that. It's about stripping away the expectations, the labels, and all the noise to discover who you truly are at your core. And in a world that constantly throws messages at us, be tough, be silent, be successful, figuring out your authentic self can feel like navigating a minefield. Ever feel like you're putting on a mask just to fit in? You know, pretending to be someone you're not, suppressing your true emotions. Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the thing. Living a life of pretense is exhausting. It's like trying to run a marathon with lead weight strapped to your ankles. So, how do we break free from these shackles and embrace who we truly are? Well, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner badass and live authentically, man to man. 1. Ditch the script. Society tries to hand us a script how we should act, talk, even think. But real power comes from writing your own story. You are not bound by anyone else's expectations or definitions of masculinity. Think about it. What are some outdated scripts you feel pressure to follow? Maybe it's the tough guy persona, always putting on a stoic face and burying your emotions. Or perhaps it's the pressure to achieve constant success, like you have to be at the top of your game all the time. Remember, true strength isn't about suppressing who you are, it's about owning your uniqueness. 2. Embrace your emotions. Guys, we're taught to bottle up our emotions from a young age. But holding back what you feel creates a pressure cooker inside. You need to let those emotions out, express them in healthy ways. Think of it like this. Emotions are energy. If you keep bottling them up, that energy builds and eventually explodes. Instead, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Talk to a friend, write in a journal, hit the gym, or even just take some time to breathe and process what you're feeling. 3. Define your own success. Forget the narrow definition of success shoved down our throats. It's not just about money, status, or power. True success is about living a life that aligns with your values, pursuing your passions, and making a positive impact on the world. Think about it. What truly matters to you? What makes you feel fulfilled and alive? Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, helping others, creating something meaningful, or simply enjoying the journey. 4. Be vulnerable. Being vulnerable doesn't mean being weak, it means being brave enough to show your true self, imperfections and all. It takes courage to let people see beyond the mask you might wear. But vulnerability builds genuine connections and allows you to form deeper relationships with others. Think about it. Have you ever felt a stronger connection with someone who is open and honest with you, even about their struggles? Vulnerability creates trust, authenticity, and ultimately, strengthens your bonds with those around you. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one is crucial, fellas. Let go of the need to be perfect. We're all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, we have flaws. Embrace them. They're part of what makes you unique and interesting. Think about it. Your imperfections are your storytellers. They add depth and dimension to who you are. So don't strive for perfection, aim for progress. Keep learning, keep growing, and embrace the journey with all its ups and downs. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario that illustrates this perfectly. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people trying to make connections. You feel pressure to put on your best self, the confident, charismatic persona you think everyone expects. But inside, you're feeling insecure and hesitant. You want to connect with people genuinely but struggle to find the courage to step outside of your comfort zone. What would it look like to embrace your authenticity in this situation? Instead of trying to force a facade, maybe you could start by focusing on genuine connections. Look for people who share your interests or passions and strike up conversations based on those commonalities. Maybe you share a story about a recent challenge you faced not as a boast, but as an opportunity to connect with someone who might have gone through something similar. You'd be surprised how much vulnerability can actually break down barriers and create genuine connections. Listen, embracing your authenticity isn't a one-time switch you flip, it's a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But trust me, the rewards are immense. You'll feel more confident, more connected, and ultimately more fulfilled living a life true to yourself. So, go out there, embrace who you are, and let your authentic self shine. And that's a wrap for today, folks. If this resonated with you, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. Leave a review and join the conversation on our socials. We're always looking to connect and keep the dialogue going. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.